Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today called Britain's Prime Minister and the French President seeking support for increasing pressure on Iran. He urged the two leaders to maintain sanctions on Tehran until it dismantles its nuclear program. Talks on Iran's nuclear activities resume next week as Iran's new president makes overtures aimed at easing tensions with the West and removing sanctions. The International Criminal Court is signaling a vote of confidence in Libya's government. It's backing off an order for a Gaddafi-era Libyan leader to be extradited to The Hague for trial. Terry Schultz reports.
After months of debate and investigation, the ICC has decided Libya's judicial system is equipped to give a fair trial to Abdullah al-Sanusi, deposed President Muammar Gaddafi's intelligence chief accused of war crimes. The Libyan government had refused ICC orders to transfer al-Sanusi to The Hague and started its own proceedings last month. Now, despite deteriorating security in Libya, ICC judges have concluded government institutions and authorities are sufficiently competent to manage the process. The ICC is still, however, seeking the extradition of Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, but he's been held in northwestern Libya since November 2011 after being captured by rebels who refused to send him to Tripoli. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.